Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Good morning, folks. We got a great show lined up for you today, this Thanksgiving week. Just want to remind folks, most schools are off all week long. So you're going to have a lot of kids out in the neighborhood riding their bikes, gorgeous weather. Please, 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 when you go down a residential street, the speed limit's 20. It's not 40, it's not 50, and it's not 60. I was on my washing a car yesterday, and people just coming down the street 50, 60 miles an hour. You are going to hurt someone. You are going to kill someone, and you will regret it for the rest of your life. There can be no place that you need to go down a residential street 60 miles an hour. There's nothing important for you to do that. And you want to talk about regret? Hit a kid. You'll never forget it. Your life will be ruined. Just slow down. Please, slow down. Got a great show. We'll visit with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, the crypto collapse. We'll talk about the jobs report. We'll talk about mortgage loans and this $2,000 proposed tariff payment by the Trump administration, what it means and how it will impact the budget. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, joins us to talk about something that happened yesterday. And the 11 o'clock hour, Denton Hunter, COO of Rain Rugby Academy, and JP Duplessis will visit with us. He's the director of rugby development. Rugby is growing in popularity and the development here in the U.S. We'll talk about that. At 10:30, Tommy Fauché, president, Louisiana Mid-Continental Oil and Gas. And we'll talk about the five-year plan on oil and gas leases that has been released by the federal government, by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, BOEM, and we'll talk about that with him. I wanted to open up this morning a couple of things. I was notified early this morning of the passing of Sheriff Mike Causes in West Baton Rouge Parish. He was one heck of a guy. He headed up the Louisiana Sheriff's Task Force for a long time. And every time that there were challenges in any of the parishes throughout the state, he was the first phone call you would get. What can we do? How can we help? How soon do you need the help? He was an incredible organizer. He loved dabbling in logistics. And during Katrina, he was huge. For the city of New Orleans and throughout this metropolitan area in garnering forces from around the state of Louisiana in order to help each and every one of the parishes. He didn't have to do this. He did it. He loved doing it. And every sheriff in the state loved him as well. And he will be missed. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Dawn Busters still has some turkeys. I think this whole situation with Thanksgiving being real late's got our everybody's clock all messed up. We do not want them to be having, we don't want them left with turkeys, right? Because every turkey they sell is more money that they put back into our community. These are difference makers in our community. They're in the trenches. They're making things work each and every day. Not only do they provide funds, but they provide manpower. I've seen it in action. They love helping other not-for-profits, donating money to other not-for-profits. So if you can, you want to give out a great gift to someone, give them this fried turkey. It's packaged up. They have directions on how to, they make it so easy to know exactly what to do and how to do it. And you pick them up Wednesday afternoon, and they are great. So think about Dawn Busters. You can go to dawnbusters.org and order your turkeys there. And I do want to remind everyone that tomorrow we will have a one-hour special on the budget with Mayor-elect Helena Moreno, Vice President of the New Orleans City Council in her present position, and Joe Geruso is the head of the Budget Committee for the Council. The budget has to be filed by December 1st, and obviously with the Thanksgiving holidays right in the midst of all of this, we thought it'd be important, and we were very excited about Mayor-elect Moreno agreeing to come on the show for a full hour and talk about what the budget strategy is going to be, what the implications are, and we'll get down into some granular details of the budget as well. So we look forward to that, and that will be tomorrow at noon, and we'll be doing it in person live at the studio. I wanted to talk about something that's recently happening up in Minnesota, mostly as it relates to the Somali community up there, and it's about fraud. And I'm not picking on this community, but it is an indication of why you want to do certain things in a certain way, right? So they're saying that this is like one of the largest fraud operations maybe in Minnesota in a long, long time or ever to be. And it's all about programs that they set up for Medicaid housing stabilization. And they set this program up. It was the first in its country. It's known as HSS. And it was to help seniors and addicts and the disabled and the mentally ill secure housing. But it was also designed in a way that was flawed. Low barriers to entry, minimal requirements for reimbursement. So you didn't have to provide a whole lot of documentary evidence to get reimbursed, right? And so the program starts, it goes live in 2020. They projected that its annual estimated price tag would be $2.6 million. Well, in 2021, 1 year later, the program paid out more than $21 million in claims. And in the following years, the cost went up exponentially. In fact, in 2022, it went from $21 million to $42 million. In 23, it was $74 million. From $42 million. In 24, it was $104 million. And then in the first 6 months of 2025, they paid out $61 million. So it looks like it's on track to go to somewhere about $120, $130 million. Now remember, the estimated price tag was going to be $2.6 million a year, right? So what happened? Well, back in September, they started announcing criminal indictments for fraud against a number of folks of the Somali community. And what they did is they set up purely fictitious companies in order to defraud the system. They were shell operations. They were actually abandoned buildings and addresses that were done. And what they did is they targeted people that were recently released from rehab. They signed them up for Medicaid services, and they had no intention of providing it. They just pocketed the money. And what they're finding out now is that they've been sending this money back to Al-Shabaab, a terrorist group back in Somalia. And it turns out that Minnesota may be one of the largest provider of funds for Al-Shabaab in the entire world. This is why you have to make sure that when you set up these programs, all well-intentioned, in a way that there are barriers, there are checks, there are double checks, there's a level of redundancy of these checks to make sure that where you intend the dollars to go, that they're actually going. So we know that they've been in this program for about 5 years now. But what we also are learning is they really didn't help anybody because most of the money was being stolen. And they continue to find other schemes similarly situated, similarly set up in the state of Minnesota, and similarly abused by the Somali community. So, for example, they did a program on autism. And autism claims to Medicaid in Minnesota went from $3 million in 2018 to $54 million in 2019, to $77 million in 2020, to $183 million in 2021, to $279 million in 2022, to $399 million in 2023. Was anybody watching this? I mean, this is absolutely crazy. It turns out that the number of autism providers in that state went from 41 when this program started to 328. And in fact, in the Somali community, they established their own autism treatment because they said they needed culturally appropriate programming. And by the time this was exposed here just recently, 1 in 16 Somali 4-year-olds in the state had been diagnosed with autism, a rate more than triple the state average. Do you think anybody would catch on to this as it was moving through this system? Do you think that anybody might want to question any of this as it relates to this fraud that was going on? We were talking the other day about remittances. This relatively small community was remitting about $1.7 billion back to Somalia, which is actually larger than the budget of the Somali government. And having no inclination to become a citizen of this country. But we set up these programs. They're all well-intentioned. They're aspirational. But we set them up in a way where we actually know this is not a mistake of the heart, this is a mistake of the head because it repeats itself over and over and over again. We know that it's going to be abused, but we do it anyway. And we end up spending hundreds of millions upon millions of dollars. And those that want to have stricter guidelines, stringent oversight as being, you know, less than any individual that talks about that is less than, right? You don't care. You don't have any empathy. You don't have any sympathy. You know, you don't care about people. All you care about is money. No, because what happens is when they're stealing the money, there are no people that are reaping the benefits of this. None at all. Absolutely zero. Yes, and I'm getting a lot of texts. Tim Walz is the governor. And, you know, this is abuse, and I think it's intentional. Because this cannot happen. You don't see the multiples of the increases in these programs in a short period of time like this. Right. And you can't miss the need in the projections in the first year. And by year three, it's 3x and 4x as it relates to the need. And nobody goes and asks the question. No one. We see examples of this throughout state and local government, federal government as well, all the time. And it's why we find ourselves, many local and state governments, upside down. You're seeing the same thing in the state of California. One example after another of the abuse, the theft that's going on in programming, low entry requirements, no accountability, no evidence having to be brought forward that you are actually entitled to these funds. We just want to get the money out the door. We want to get the sound bites. We want to talk about an ideology. We don't want to be bothered with the details because it's not our money, because if it was their money, they would be handling it in a different way. And you know for sure they wouldn't be handling it in a way that they're handling your money. So the net effect here is going to be probably maybe somewhat of an overreaction, because the Trump administration is now saying that they're going to axe the temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota. So they're going to remove TPS, which is going to mean that it's going to be easier for them to get to an expedited removal and start sending people back to Somalia. And they have no one to blame but themselves. And the government in Minnesota has no one to blame for themselves when the UN cry maybe in that state finally wakes up and recognizes that they're being fleeced every day of the week. And the manner in which we handled these locations of individuals coming to this country and utilizing NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and where they were going to be placed, how the density, the numbers, and everything else has been flawed as well. And we can point to any number of examples of where we're seeing similar happenstance occur each and every day for the same reason. Because when it comes to the protection of the revenue, the asset, the money, the Benjamins, nobody worries about it because it's not theirs. It's yours. And everybody in government feels great giving it away. And then when it all gets abused and there's no follow-through and we've developed this industrial complex where we got a whole lot of people making a whole lot of money, and we're wondering why problems get worse instead of getting better, we should probably be able to figure it out really quick. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, folks, after 4 years of uncertainty, misdirection, fake news about leases and how they were handled under the previous administration, the Trump administration has announced a 5-year plan from the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management and under the draft proposed program. And here to talk to us about it is Tommy Fauché, president of the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel. Happy to be here, as always.
So, Tommy, I hope that was fairly characterized of the experience that y'all have had over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I think it was, without some of the drama that we experienced along the way. You know, it is. It is night and day from the previous administration to where we find ourselves today. Set the stage a little bit. In the last 4 years, we had the first ever lapse in a 5-year offshore leasing plan. We're now looking at, you know, a leasing plan that is to provide lots of opportunities. In the last administration, we also had the lease sales that were already on the books delayed, challenged in court. Now we're back in an administration that says we need more oil and gas. We want to move forward with fossil fuels. And so, yeah, a lot of positives just since only a year ago.
Yeah, and part of the offerings, too, one of the things that I think happened in, over the last 4 years, you correct me if I'm wrong, as I recall, based on a previous conversation with you, the diversity of the types of leases, because each and every one of them are kind of unique unto themselves, right?
They are. You know, from the time that a lease is awarded, and we actually have a lease sale coming up here in December that was part of the One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed by Congress before we even get to the next leasing, you know, the next 5-year plan. But when you look at these leases from the time that they're awarded, anywhere from 5 to 10 years before you actually see production. And what I think is important is, you know, as all of our offshore operators are looking at future investment, they're looking at their entire portfolio. You know, even at a time when we were slow on awarding leases, they were looking for ways to go further with the leases they had. It really is a testament to the industry that they didn't let the policy roadblocks in Washington stop progress. That being said, we couldn't have, you know, gone through multiple administrations like that, and so now we have the chance to correct. But the companies have continued based on their needs, their portfolios, to look at how to do more with what they had. This is now going to give them more options. 7 planned lease sales in this next plan just for the Gulf of America. You know, that means a lot of companies with significant operations in Louisiana are going to have opportunities to invest, which means more jobs, more economic benefits for the state.
And I'm not sure if this is the first, or I know it's not many. There will be lease sales along the Pacific coast as well, right?
Yeah, you know, this plan really expands. And, you know, we're obviously in Louisiana focused on, you know, off of our coast and the Gulf of America. But what I think you're seeing from the Trump administration is a very open attitude towards using all of this nation's resources. And look, you have to be respectful of, you know, our natural resources. You want to develop them in a way that is good for the country from a national security standpoint, but also protective of the communities, protective of our coasts. We know how to do this, but yeah, the Trump administration has a very open attitude towards more oil and gas.
So when we look at, obviously this is a big 5-year stabilization situation that we didn't have before. Most people that are listening to this, you know, they're motivated by the price at the pump, and so they're thinking, okay, so what does this mean to me? Let's connect the dot.
Yeah, look, we, you know, the price of gasoline at the pump is very much as the result of supply and demand, the way we many of us learned it, you know, not even in high school, middle and elementary school. The more of a product you have, the lower the cost. Oil is a global commodity. If there is more oil in the market, then the price of oil comes down, and ultimately that price translates to lower prices at the pump. When I look at the next 5-year plan, by providing more American opportunity, you know, more Gulf of America opportunity, it means we control more of our own energy destiny, if you will. It means we are less reliant on price spikes because of international conflict. We are less reliant on countries that are not necessarily allies of ours. We produce more energy than we have more economic security, more national security. And I think that is important. Part of our national security is having a strong economy. So when you look at the investments that are hopefully coming our way, because now the industry has certainty, predictability over the next 5 years, you start to then say, okay, the economics are stronger, which, you know, is better for Americans, better for Louisianans. And then, of course, the investment opportunities hopefully build on themselves. You know, one of the most disappointing parts of the blockages, the stoppage of offshore leases, pause on natural gas exports during the last administration, was that it breaks that cycle of the energy industry just continuing to build on itself. And I think, you know, as we swing back here to a more predictable, you know, American-focused energy policy, we hopefully not only take care of the energy needs of the nation, the world, but we then also start to build on those investments and create a long-term trajectory that means consistent economic growth.
Tommy, if you would, for me, what always gets left out of the conversation is the role that petroleum products play in the production of plastics and so many other products that we use each and every day. So it impacts, you know, our quality of life in that way. And it's also price sensitive to what we're going to pay for these products, depending on what that price of petroleum products are at any given point in time, right?
You know, Louisiana is a great example, because when you look at the petrochemical manufacturing sector, I think you make an excellent point. So many of the chemicals producers up and down Mississippi River in southwest Louisiana that manufacture plastics and chemicals for any number of daily products, a lot of those are based on their cracking oil molecules. They're using natural gas for both fuel and feedstocks. And so the more American energy you have, and Louisiana is a great place to see this, then yes, you know, the price of any product that we purchase from Amazon or Walmart or Target or you know, walk onto the you know, the dealership showroom for your favorite vehicle, the price at the end that you pay for a product often is based on the cost that it took to manufacture it. That starts with the energy. And yes, a lot of the energy produced, you know, here in Louisiana at home goes into that, particularly the early part of that manufacturing process. When you start thinking about chemicals manufacturing, et cetera, it all plays together. It's all tied together.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's it's really difficult to quantify that impact, but you agree that it's always something that's left out of the conversation.
It is. I mean, you know, we've had all these discussions about emissions the last you know, several years as well. I mean, really, when you look at the fact that energy produced offshore in the Gulf ends up in the manufacturing of products, then the cost of that energy, as well as the environmental impact of that energy, all plays into, factors into what, you know, both the cost of the product is, as well as the environmental impact. And, you know, I'll use that to kind of segue. We have consistently seen that energy produced in the Gulf of America, some of the oil that will be produced during this next five-year period, are also some of, not only does it provide economic security, it's also some of the lowest carbon emission barrels of energy, of oil, produced anywhere in the world. So you add that to the benefits.
Yep. Tell me, a lot of folks, when we look at what's going on in the Gulf of America, we kind of look at it from, okay, what of this is associated with Louisiana as opposed to Texas or Mississippi, Alabama, or others? But is that really not the wise way of looking at it? I mean, it's really more about what's going on in the Gulf. Like, they have two huge production, programs going on that happen to be in, you know, off the coast of Texas, but it's two of the largest ones we've had in the Gulf in a long time, right?
Well, you know, it's, yes, I think as Americans, we should look at the entire energy portfolio. Louisiana is in a unique spot, though, because in many ways, I often say we're either, you know, we're the gateway to the Gulf of America, we're the threshold to the Gulf of America, because yes, the energy, the oil and gas produced could be anywhere offshore, not necessarily, you know, directly off the coast of Louisiana, but the service companies, the jobs that make the industry possible, a lion's share of those are based onshore in Louisiana. So the offshore industry, good for economic and energy security, but at the same time, great economic security specifically for Louisiana.
So what does this do for the landscape of drilling in Gulf of America, now that we have the Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum, who's got a more proactive approach, a much more kind of all of the above kind of energy guy working and facilitating what's going on with leases?
Look, I think all positives lie ahead of us. I mean, when we look at this, so seven lease sales for the Gulf, that will give plenty for these companies to look forward to start planning for. So that right there is, you know, an automatic positive. And of course, this is a draft. There's a 60-day comment period that's about to begin. But we assume that the plan is going to move forward. And I keep going back to the certainty and the predictability, because as long as the industry knows that they'll have the opportunity to not just make the next investment, but to make the next series of investments, then, you know, companies, businesses prepare for those future opportunities. That preparation will be, you know, more dollars spent in planning, which means, you know, we have jobs that are associated with every part of the process. So I really see it. I see what's coming out of this administration tees up just a lot of positives, I think, going forward. And that's exciting for the country, but it's particularly exciting for Louisiana.
And just so people recognize this, I mean, drilling offshore as opposed to drilling onshore, I mean, there's a delta between those two activities that's absolutely huge, right?
Right. And look, I go back to what I said, you know, during that last 4 years when you didn't know what the future of leasing looked like. Obviously, you know, the great thing about our Louisiana oil and gas industry, which includes a lot of Louisiana-based companies, but as well as a lot of, you know, some of the world's largest energy companies, they're constantly wanting to push forward with new innovations. How do you get more from existing technology? You know, how do you do it more safely? How do you do it more environmentally friendly? How do you reduce the cost, which, by the way, then, you know, impact the larger market? And so I think you saw a lot of that. I think you're going to see a lot more of it going forward. And, you know, look, I often get asked about continuing to invest in oil and gas as opposed to renewables and new energy technologies. what I would point out is as these companies see more opportunity in the near future, 5 to 10 years, for traditional oil and gas investments, that is also going to help them provide capital for investing in newer technologies as well. We know we need more oil and gas. The needs of the world for oil and the oil and gas needs of the world continue to grow at least through the next 25 plus years, and I believe much further than that. So we need to produce all the oil and gas we can, but it does also help those companies. That guaranteed work stream then helps those companies start to invest in new technologies as well. And so let's do it all. And by the way, I think Louisiana is the prime place to do that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, Tommy Fauché, president of the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Newell. Take care.
Thank you, sir. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll be right back, and I think we'll be able to take a couple of calls, so give us a shout. 504-260-1870. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We have Jim on the line. Jim, what say you?
Mighty good morning to you.
Good to hear from you. What's going on, Jim?
I've got a question as far as the oil goes. For years, I've heard about we have what they call sweet crude oil, which is very clean. And we do not have refineries in this country to do anything with it. We ship all our clean oil overseas or out of the country and import their dirty oil to refine. Why is it that the companies, the major companies, have not over 20 years or more gone ahead and invested in refineries to take care of the clean suite?
Well, mostly because of environmental considerations. To build a refinery today would be almost impossible. You would get bogged down in the regulatory stuff. And you're right, the sweet crude is easier, and it's also cheaper to refine than heavy crude. And a lot of the heavy crude, if my memory serves me correct, comes to us via Canada, and maybe some from Mexico as well. I don't recall. And you're also correct. I'm not sure where we send our sweet crude. I wish I had the opportunity for that question before we talked to Tommy Fauché, because I know Tommy would know. I used to remember a lot more about that. But, yeah, it is interesting. There is a distinction between the two, and there is a different refining process because sweet crude has less of the heavier components, and I'm trying to think of what that property it actually has less of. I used to know that too, so it's just one of those situations. But yeah, I'm going to try and find out that answer, and I'll say something about it, Jim. But thank you so much for calling in. You got something else, Jim?
I'm an ordinary man sitting here. It don't make much sense. They saying, well, it costs so much to make the refineries. But they've been saying that for, what I understand, better than 20 years. I mean, the cost of building a refinery is not going down. I understand that.
No.
But the cost of refining is not going down either. So, I mean, you know, you pay now or pay later, it seems to me like.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the vast – I don't know if we have any refining capacity of sweet crude, to be quite honest with you. I have to double-check on that. But thank you so much for the call. Have a great Thanksgiving week. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Denton Hunter and J.P. DePlessy, both with Rain Rugby Academy, and we'll talk about the development of rugby in the U.S. We'll have the 2031 and 2033 Women's World Cup coming to America, and it seems as though this is growing in popularity, and they'll talk to us about how Louisiana can get involved. And we'll also visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. The Saints go down to the Dirty Birds 24-10. They are now 2-9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.